The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're back, folks. And I am still looking for Italian results. I don't know whether we'll find any. Let me read you the, I'll shift George from the David Brower story to Italy, whose environment is being overwhelmed by an immigration flood. The 600,000 last year, 600,000 immigrants invaded Italy. That's a lot. Here's the story on Steve Bannon and the Italian election. As Italians file into the voting booth for national elections today, they are carrying copies of Steve Bannon's firsthand analysis of Italian politics, thanks to a front-page article in the Corriere della Sera, Italy's most popular newspaper. In a remarkably straightforward piece by veteran journalist Viviana Mazza, Bannon's voice can be heard without the usual snarky, tendentious commentary of American mainstream media, conveying a message of a populist revolt that resonates with Italy's disaffected masses. Ostensibly in Rome as an observer, so Steve Bannon's in Rome right now, of Sunday's historic elections, Mr. Bannon says he feels the same pre-Trump climate that reigned in the United States in the lead-up to the 2016 election. Europe, Bannon said, is now the vanguard of populism, with strong nationalist movements emerging in virtually every nation in the 28-member bloc of the European Union. Among these nations, Italy holds a crucial, that's Bannon's word, place. And Sunday's elections provide a fundamental test case of the power of sovereignty. These are Bannon's words. Armed with recent data and statistics, Bannon notes that some 65% of the Italian population is now aligned with anti-establishment parties and movements, a radical shift from a decade ago when the leftist Democratic Party governed virtually without opposition. Italy's frustration with the status quo has been building for several years, fueled by a devastating economic crisis that has eroded Italian standard of living, as well as mass immigration. There's the David Brower story that has flooded the country with unassimilated, and we should add unassimilable, newcomers who depend on the country's welfare system for their survival.
You mean immigration didn't grow their economy? I can't believe it.
Just as happened in America, Bannon says, in Italy, certain messages resonate with the people, while these messages elude the elites. Yeah. Italians, he said, want their sovereignty back. Bannon makes it clear that, contrary to uninformed conjecture, he is not in Rome to endorse any single candidate or party in the elections, but rather to lend his support to the growing anti-establishment and Eurosceptic movement that cuts across party lines. In this sense, he praises the leagues, and the league would, I think, be a reference to the Lega Nord, the Northern League, Matteo Salvini, for his stroke of genius, Bannon's words, in reinventing his party as a national contender instead of a regional fringe group, while also lauding the young five-star movement that represents a completely different sort of anti-establishment populism. He even has kind words for Silvio Berlusconi, saying he is very similar to President Trump with a unique and important perspective as a businessman and a gift for pragmatism. And now quoting Bannon, both the League and the Five Star Movement and Berlusconi himself came out in favor of Trump. Bannon said, I have respect for both movements with their differences. One more secular, the other an expression of the more traditional society. One more anti-system, the other perhaps more with a clearer plan of action. I think, he says, that a coalition among all the populists would be fantastic. It would pierce Brussels through the heart and terrify right. them. But even if it doesn't happen now, this doesn't mean it can't happen in the future. And he says, let me go down here. This is good here. He says, the vote is never a magic wand, Bannon said. With Brexit, the British voted to leave Europe, but that is still being negotiated. In America, the political class fights against Trump every day. He says, when you form a coalition, sometimes the system wins. But the key is to stay true to your principles and take your own shots. Here, the central issues to be negotiated will be the immigration question and the relationship with the EU.
Here's Google is getting more and more useless for news searches. But I'm on the website, the National Post, one of Canada's two largest national papers. There's no results that they're reporting yet, but they say, as Italians vote in uncertain elections, Europe fears further populist and Eurosceptic gains. The campaign was marked by neo-fascist rhetoric, whatever that is, and anti-immigrant violence that culminated in a shooting spree last month against six Africans, illegals. Italians braved long lines and confusing ballots to vote on Sunday in one of the most uncertain elections in years, one that could determine if the country succumbs to the populist, Eurosceptic, and far-right sentiments that have swept through Europe.
Yeah, and I like that verb. I like your choice of verb, succumbs.
Yeah, they've been seduced. The people don't really know what's good for them. The snake oil salesmen of anti-immigration have messed up their minds. Really, what they mean is that the long-standing establishment's solid policies are being more and more recognized as such. The party you were referring to were not the Democrats, but the Christian Democrats. And they'd ruled Italy almost nonstop since the Second World War.
Yeah.
Now, so it's interesting that we're talking about Italy. I had a thought this morning, and a missing piece of the puzzle. I was having trouble understanding why the Pope is supporting this immigration of the Muslims into Europe. I mean, it doesn't make sense because what it's doing to Catholics there. But now, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I recall, Francis is a Jesuit, and he's from South America, right?
Argentina, correct? Yeah.
Argentina, yes. Correct. So his experience is there. And it occurred to me, what if the Pope made some sort of deal at the highest levels of this, conspiracy against people? In other words, okay, the Muslims can take over Europe, control. They can wipe out the Protestants, what's left of them, because Europe's gone more secular than it used to be. I will throw Catholics under the bus in Europe, except maybe in places like Poland. And then I will get uncontested control of a Catholic South America, Central America, and work towards that in North America. What do you guys think?
Let's listen to Steve Paul. Steve Bannon.
He is a high-ranking Freemason, Francis. He's a desperate traitor. I mean, you might be right. I've never heard that. But he's not a stupid man. He knows the history of Europe. For the last 1,500 years, Europe's been invaded repeatedly by Muslims, and they've had to be beaten back, and they occupied fair chunks of Spain and the Balkans for centuries. He can't be that stupid, and yet he's welcoming them. He's either profoundly immoral or he has an agenda, but whatever that agenda is, it won't benefit us, it won't benefit Christians.
And George? Well, George? Yeah. Steve Bannon is waiting to answer your question. Here's Steve Bannon in the article that we were just reading. It's amazing, the connection here. Steve Bannon gives his evaluation of Pope Francis. That's the next sentence. He says, I am a proud nationalist. This is Steve Bannon speaking. Populist and Catholic, Bannon said. I do not believe that the church has done enough to stop the global persecution of Christians. The Pope is infallible in doctrine, but not in church and world politics.
Right.
No doubt his open borders philosophy has exacerbated the migrant crisis. Then, regarding whether or not he will support Trump in a 2020 bid for re-election, Bannon is unequivocal. I am a great supporter of Trump, and my army will always support him, he said. I'm only interested in the helping the movement of economic nationalism to grow bigger and stronger. And then he says, the question came back to Pope Francis. He said, asked about one of his nicknames. Oh, no, that wasn't that. He was done with the commentary on Pope Francis. But Pope Francis is very left wing. And Bannon, I think Bannon has the right approach for, a devout Catholic. Being a devout Catholic does not include listening to the Pope on his political views.
Right.
The Pope's political views are no more important or valuable than any other Catholics. So, and they're terrible.
So, I don't know. It sounds like he might be on his way to becoming a Lutheran down the road if he keeps talking like that.
You mean Bannon?
Yeah.
No, Bannon is a very, very strong Catholic.
No, I know.
So the, but anyway, very interesting, George, and the, so there we go. Thank you very much did you have another comment, George?
One more slight point, just to remind people, when you gave out the address for your conference, 2018-joint-conference.eventbrite.com. That's event. The Eventbrite is Eventbrite. Just so people who are new to it know that.
Say that again, George. Say that again for people.
It's 2018-joint, J-O-I-N-T, dash conference dot eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E .com. It looks like it's going to be interesting. I guess you'll have more information up as we get closer to the date.
Yes, it'll be a whole web. Yes, go ahead.
And the point you were asking before about where you were cut off, that was right after you were talking about the speaker from Croatia, and that's when we lost you, and we went to Paul after that.
Okay, yeah, and folks, it'll be, if you want to go, from time to time, there are these Patriot events around the country. American Renaissance is a good one. It was last held at this very same location, Montgomery Bell State Park in Tennessee. And it has been held six years in a row, right there. I attended the last one. It's a wonderful, it's such a great thing. If you're thinking, I'd like to go to an event. I'd like to meet with a couple hundred Patriots just like myself. And, have some good meals and have a nice banquet and some great laughs. If you're trying to pick which one you want to go to, this would be a very good choice. You will meet some of the real key people in our cause. You'll meet some of the best patriots like yourself. It's in a very good place. Very friendly and happy event that will take place. And as I say, you can bring your wife or your husband. You can bring your children. It will be a lot of fun. I can guarantee it. And I'll be talking a lot about it in the upcoming days. Just to know the logistics of it, folks, if you fly in to Nashville International Airport, you'd want to rent a car and drive 45 minutes west to go to Montgomery Bell State Park. It's real easy.
It's quite easy to find.
Yeah, and if you were driving in, that's a lot of people live within a couple hundred miles of Nashville. It's an easy drive. And just drive in, and the event, as I said, it's $100 a night for the rooms at the inn, which are wonderful. And once you park your car, you don't have to do any more driving. You just stay right there at the inn and enjoy the meals, the conviviality, the great speakers, and the company of your fellow patriots. So,
I forgot. One other question to you. What was the What was the date on that L.A. Times article about David Brower you were reading from?
Oh, that was 2004, I believe, 2004.
You have a month and day, or you just look it up that way?
No, I don't.
Find it.
No, I don't.
What I'm going to recommend to people to do is to find that on the Internet, print out a few copies, and you can either show it to people or just leave it in a stack somewhere where leftist people can see this and maybe, you know, start to wake them up. That's one thing we can, if you don't want to talk to people directly, you just leave it where they can read it, and this will start to kind of wake people up, and maybe they'll start to think about their position. So I'm really glad that you brought up that article. I'm going to go searching for it myself after this is done. Arrivederci, Paul and Jamie. You have a wonderful week ahead, and let's pray for Italy, a free Italy.
Thank you, Rezar.
Yes. Ciao, George. And, folks, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Let me see, what else could we talk about here today that's very pertinent? We got in the two big ones, the Italian election and the upcoming American Freedom Party joint conference with the Council of Conservative Citizens. These are two of the really top-notch patriot organizations in the country, and really an historic conference coming up where we're gonna begin our collaboration of the two organizations. Let's see what's at the very top here. Of
going to be quite exciting. I think that this is going to be a very key meeting, one that I don't think you'll want to miss.
Yeah. Now, I guess tonight's Oscars, and I'm so unconnected from television, I don't know, folks, but I'm looking at the Breitbart headline. It says Oscar night. Is that tonight? I don't know. It says Hollywood hypocrisy takes center stage. And I love this headline here, Paul. Celebrities to push gun control, surrounded by a wall of 500 armed officers. I love it.
I don't think they even get the hypocrisy or the irony with that.
Yeah. Let's see. What's another?
Here's an interesting headline. Deputy Mayor slams Oakland Mayor as that's Oakland, California, as little better than a gang lookout. She heads up a sanctuary city.
Well, yeah, the story there, that Oakland mayor, folks, she could be brought before, she could be brought to trial for felony here. The ICE immigration authorities were staging a raid on illegal criminals. Not just illegals. Of course, all the illegals are criminals because they've broken the law. It's a felony. But in addition, violent illegals. ICE was staging a raid in Oakland, and she broke the cover on this and alerted the illegals in Oakland to get out of town.
Oh.
Now, folks, I like the way some people are covering this story. They're saying this woman, her action could cause the death of some people. People murdered by these criminals who will not be apprehended, who will not be sent back to wherever they came from. People will be beaten, mugged, raped. That's what makes them criminals. That's why ICE was going after them. And she gave them, she busted them loose. I mean, if your local police department was about to stage a raid on a violent criminal den in your city, and you called them people up and said, look out, the police are coming, you'd go straight to jail.
Well, that's aiding and abetting. I'm not sure if that's a charge under American law. There is, it is. It may not be the exact way you refer to it, but that's illegal. You know, if it's no different.
Yes, indeed. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. Good chance to get in a call.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisting, just an earthbound. This is my brain.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. I went through life.
We're back, folks. And the another thing we ought to cover here is last night Donald Trump spoke at the Gridiron Dinner, and he had some great comments. He addressed the fact that with his patented humor, and I'm going to connect that to the Italians in a moment because they have great humor in their election. It includes naked women. Pretty exciting over there in Italy. He says, at the Gridiron Dinner, Donald Trump referred to Joe Biden, who's been making noises that he wants to run in 2020.
Isn't he going to be 80?
I don't know. But the Trump brought up former Vice President Joe Biden, or as he put it, Sleepy Joe, who might run for president in 2020. Trump referred to prior comments Biden made about wanting to take Trump out behind a barn. And he, during the election, Biden did say that. He wanted to take Trump out behind a barn. Here's what Trump had to say. I would kick his ass like no other. Man, would he be easy.
Oh, gosh.
He also got in good shots at Oprah Winfrey and Senator Elizabeth Warren, who he continues. He's not backing off. He's doubled down, Don. He continues to refer to Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas. he did again last night. That was very good. You see, this is a good one. Trump also jeered at Attorney General Jeff Sessions, a frequent target of his criticism, over Sessions' recusal from the Russia investigation by saying, here's what he said, "I offered him a ride over to the dinner, and he recused himself." But it gets better. Sessions and several other cabinet and White House officials were there at the gridiron dinner. So Jeff Sessions was right there. That must have been a great line with Sessions right there. Let's see. What's another good story here? Sunday on ABC's This Week, former Governor Chris Christie said President Donald Trump was not being served well by his staff, including, interestingly, family members. He says, Christie, who headed Trump's transition team, said, quote, "The problem is the president has been ill-served, in my view, by staff over the period of the last 15 months, where they create a lot of the distractions through their infighting, the leaking, and all the other things we know have been going on." He added, I'm reading this for the first time, so I don't know where it's going to go, folks, but this is interesting. "For Jared and Ivanka, and for all the other members of the family that were involved in one way or another, I think everyone has to focus on what's best for the president. When I was working on getting him elected, my focus was what's the best thing for the candidate and president-elect. Everybody on the staff has to get back to that. From General Kelly right on down, what's best for the president and the country? I think, unfortunately, because of all the infighting and leaking, they're ill-serving this president. People talk about the drama he creates. I would suggest he only creates half. The other half is caused by staff killing each other." Pretty interesting quote from Chris Christie. And he specifically references Jared and Ivanka. And, it just doesn't make sense. You know, Jared and Ivanka are not right-wing folks. And we elected a right-wing president, and we're right-wingers. So it's just silly, really. It's silly for two liberals to think we somehow voted for them because we voted for her dad. Doesn't make any sense at all. We've got a break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Lines are open. If you want to call at 800-313-9443. Some more funny lines from the Gridiron dinner. There isn't any good audio up on the web of the dinner. I guess they didn't allow cameras in there or something. But here's some good, some vintage Donald Trump. President Donald Trump spared no one. And as usual, you know, I've got to go to, I'm quite happy to, but Breitbart is the place where I find this. By the way, Breitbart, in their Alexa rankings, just passed the Washington Post and Huffington Post by a lot, much more highly ranked than those two websites. President Donald Trump spared no one in his orbit on Saturday night during a speech in which he roasted his friends, foes, former staffers, and even his wife in 34 minutes on the stage. He said, "Another calm week at the White House," he joked from the stage, mocking the intense infighting that has consumed his administration. "We finally have it running like a fine-tuned machine," he joked. Then I like this one, folks. Trump joked that he was late to the gridiron dinner because, this is quoting, because Jared couldn't get through security. Mocking his son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner's loss of top secret security clearance because of a variety of business entanglements. And entanglements is a nice word for it. But that's, you know, it's nice, Paul, to hear this great man able to joke about these things. And the turning to his daughter, Ivanka, who was right there at the dinner, he said, in regards to Jared, Ivanka, you've got to do something. Trump called out to his daughter. And let's see here. Well, then he had the joke about Jeff Sessions recusing himself from taking a ride to the event. And he ridiculed the failing New York Times, ridiculed CNN. Then he joked about Steve Bannon. I don't know what the jokes were, but he made some good jokes about Steve Bannon, apparently. And, here's one of the jokes. He joked that CNN lost its very best reporter when Bannon left the White House last year. And then Trump said, that guy leaked more than the Titanic. And apparently, bless his heart, for whatever reasons, some of them may have been very good. Steve Bannon, in fact, I'm assuming most of them were very good. He apparently, as a strategic tool, leaked information, trying to achieve goals that he had inside the White House. So a good dinner Saturday night. Let's look at some more headlines at Breitbart. Maxine Waters is incensed that Trump questioned her IQ and is calling him, therefore, a racist. In the Italian election, when Silvio Berlusconi went to vote, left-wing ladies protested by baring their breasts, and you can see a whole legion. The shot I saw was one from the back, where a whole legion of men with cameras are busily recording the event. And we don't know the outcome of the election. There's some more reporting coming in on that election, and let's look at that. It's right here. Steve Bannon and Silvio Berlusconi are among the figures fanning populist flames in the Italian election. Now let's get some of the detail about the election. Italians endured long lines to vote on Sunday in a tense general election that could bring political paralysis as populist anger rises over migration and the economy. A four-party right-wing coalition backed by former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, 81 years old, 10 years older than Donald Trump, was predicted to take the most votes but failed to win a working majority, suggesting that weeks of talks to forge a wider coalition government are ahead. The campaign has seen rallies by far-right groups, threats to leave the European Union, and promises by politicians to expel hundreds of thousands of immigrants in the country illegally after more than 600,000 sailed to Italy over the last 4 years. The populist surge drew a visit to Rome by former White House strategist Stephen K. Bannon, who told Italy's Corriere della Sera newspaper that a possible alliance between the anti-migrant Northern League and the populist five-star movement was the ultimate dream. Now, this is interesting what he says. Get this. Quote, the Italian people have gone farther in a shorter period of time than the British did for Brexit and the Americans did for Trump, said Bannon. Now that's interesting. That's saying a lot. Have gone farther in a shorter period of time. So as good as it is here on the right, apparently it's even better in Italy right now. The League. Oh, they changed their name. The League Party, formerly known as the Northern League. I see what they did. See, formerly, they were calling for the secession of the northern region of Italy from Italy itself. But in a very, very smart move, their leader has changed the name from the Northern League to the League so that it can have appeal for the entirety of Italy. The League, now called the League, is locked into an alliance with Berlusconi, along with the hard-right Brothers of Italy. Growing intolerance of immigrants in Italy has dominated the election campaign. Matteo Salvini, the head of the League, and the Brothers' leader, Giorgia Meloni, have demanded forced repatriations. I like the sound of that. Forced repatriations for migrants who entered the country illegally. Now, that's using your head. See, if the Italians institute a policy like that, that gives Donald Trump some blocking behind which to run for a policy here. They've also attacked the European Union, claiming its cap on deficit spending, blah, blah, blah. I'll skip that. The important point is they don't like the European Union. Let's see, there's some more discussion about this coalition. Let's see. And here's the picture of the young ladies with their taking their shirts off. And all these fascinated men cameramen. Voters stood in line for up to an hour on Sunday. Let's skip some of this. And there you go. So that's the story. I guess we won't get the results until tomorrow. Now, Italian politics are a very confusing thing. I don't remember how many years since World War II. 75 some years. I think the Italians have had 68 governments in something like 75 years. So the Italians are used to a very tumultuous political scene. All righty. So I guess we'll have to we'll wait till tomorrow to give you some better reporting on that election. With very interestingly enough, Steve Bannon right there providing live coverage of the event. And let's just see what our president is doing on Twitter. Where is he? Where are his tweets? I usually have them right in front of me here. Let me bring them back up. It's easy enough. Let's see what he's tweeting away right now. He really much, he enjoyed reading that the recent polling on his popularity reveals that we don't want him to tweet less. We want him, that is America's Patriots, we want him to tweet more. He loved that. Because as Chris Christie said, he's got these advisors around him who are telling him to, you know, hey, knock off the tweets. He says, no, the people want the tweets. He says, the gridiron dinner last night was great fun. I am accomplishing a lot in Washington and have never had a better time doing something. And especially since this is for the American people. I like that. He tweeted that 5 hours ago. His previous tweet, he tweeted, if the EU wants to further increase their already massive tariffs and barriers on U.S. companies doing business there, we will simply apply a tax on their cars, which freely pour into the U.S. They make it impossible for our cars and more to sell there. Big trade imbalance. And let's see here. Previous tweet. The United States has an $800 billion yearly trade deficit because of our very stupid trade deals and policies. Our jobs and wealth are being given to other countries that have taken advantage of us for years. They laugh at what fools our leaders have been. No more. And okay, all right. I'm just talking to the engineer there in Austin who gave me a big yes to how good is our signal. It's fine. And we've got 15 more minutes in the show, a little bit of time left if somebody wants to give a call in on anything going on this weekend. Donald Trump's previous tweet, mainstream media in the U.S. is being mocked all over the world. They've gone, all caps, crazy. And he quotes, he retweets a quote from Mark Levin. The attacks on Trump and his family are unparalleled in American history. And let's see. Earlier tweet, we must protect our country and our workers. Our steel industry is in bad shape. If you don't have steel, you don't have a country. Nice tweet. Here's another nice one. We mentioned the Academy Awards or the Oscars or whatever they call them, with 500 armed guards around them, preaching gun control.
Yeah.
President Trump tweets, Alec Baldwin, whose dying, mediocre career was saved by his terrible impersonation of me on Saturday Night Live, now says playing me was agony. Alec, it was agony for those who were forced to watch you. Bring back Daryl Hammond, funnier and a far greater talent. Then he tweets prior to that, and you know, I love this, folks. Imagine you're president. This is a new relationship. You know, I think this brings President Trump close to us. If you're receiving his tweets on your cell phone, it's like he's sending you messages every couple of hours. He says, and it's all very timely. He says, when a country, the USA, is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with, trade wars are good and easy to win. Now, folks, when have you ever heard talk like that? Trade wars are good and easy to win. Example, when we are down $100 billion with a certain country and they get cute, don't trade anymore. We win big. It's easy. So think about that, folks. What he's saying is, let's say we have a, I don't know what our trade deficit with Mexico is, but let's say it's $100 billion a year. That means we're shipping $100 billion cash deficit to Mexico every year. Well, if we simply stopped trading with them, the deficit would end. And we just won the trade war. So, <Yeah. laughs> and, you know, it's a, it's his perception is so intuitive and so logical and so contrary to anything you've ever heard from the political establishment. You know, what we've given a dose of for years and decades is this Milton Friedman libertarian. You can't have tariffs. You can't restrict trade. You can't restrict immigration, although I don't think Friedman actually agreed with that. Friedman actually was honest a little bit on this subject, and he said, if you have a nation, if you have a social welfare state, you can't have open borders. Milton Friedman agreed on that.
Because you would simply... It would be just an endless magnet for more people.
Yeah. So Friedman's libertarian argument was, well, cut off the welfare, and then you can have open borders. But no, I'm sorry, Professor Friedman, it doesn't work that way. The whole libertarian idea on immigration is just mush. And thankfully, people are saying goodbye to it.
And that's where Ron Paul, came up short. He was very good on many issues. And on immigration, he was rather squishy, and he said, well, we should have open borders, but we have to abolish welfare. Well, that's putting the cart before the horse. And even that libertarian argument is faulty, because it would probably be, there are probably tens of millions of hardworking Chinamen who come to the United States, and whatever, they wouldn't be a burden. They probably would not use much in the way of social services, and Koreans, and maybe a few others.
Yes. Well, I would estimate that the number of such people is in the billions. We'll talk about that right after this break, folks.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, with only a few minutes to go, probably won't be able to take a call, not enough time. But on Paul's last point there, the Milton Friedman and Ron Paul, all folks with libertarian leanings who discount the importance of borders. They got it wrong. That's why they couldn't win with the American people. Donald Trump got it right. He said it very clearly. A nation without borders is not a nation. You know, Ron Paul thinking, well, if they can't get to welfare, they won't come here. And Milton Friedman thinking the same. No, wrong, folks. What is American citizenship worth? What is the cash value of American citizenship worth?
That's a very good point. And they don't get the racial aspect. Immigrants don't necessarily come to North America or Europe for welfare. Yes, some of the scum coming from the Middle East, yes, but there are no end of hardworking Orientals who wouldn't be a burden on the system. The problem is, as I pointed out to a libertarian leader of the Fraser Institute 20 years ago, is he said, well, you know, there'd be about 6 million hardworking people who come in from Hong Kong. And I said, yes, but after they got here, this would no longer be the Canada you and I grew up in.
It would be Vancouver.
Well, in fact, that's what it's become. But we didn't get 6 million, but we got well over a million. He grew up in Newfoundland, which would be 99.98% white. I grew up in Toronto. Well, when I was young, it was about 95% white. But but they don't get that. You know,
yes. What they're also coming to. The reason billions of non-Europeans would love to flood into and are flooding into our lands, folks, is they're stealing all of the things that we and our ancestors have accumulated over millennia. They're stealing our clean rivers. They're stealing our clean air. They're stealing our safe streets. They're stealing the beauty of our culture, of our world, of our institutions. They're stealing everything that we have, because to them, imagine what the value of being a citizen of Laos is, a citizen of Nicaragua, a citizen of Uganda. What a worthless piece of paper a Ugandan passport would be, or citizenship. But imagine to not only have, and think of the eternal aspect of this. If you gain citizenship in America and you're a Ugandan, and that means that your descendants forever, for eternity, will be Americans. What is the cash value of that? Forget about some, you know, couple thousand dollars of welfare, or food stamps, or, you know, a rent subsidy. It's in the many, many millions of dollars that you and all of your descendants, instead of being Ugandans, Uganda citizens, will be American citizens. And we've been giving this away. We dumb bunnies have been giving this away to tens, scores of millions of people, not aware what we're giving away. And not only are we giving this away to them, we are losing it for ourselves. Oh, well, that's what the Trump phenomenon's all about. No more. We'll see you again tomorrow night. So long.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.